from KQED.
Next, we head to a town called Lucerne in Lake County. President Trump has proposed privatization as the best strategy for fixing the country's infrastructure. Well, in California, some communities have already privatized their drinking water systems. And as reporter Audrey Dilling explains, that hasn't turned out so well for Lucerne.
Lucerne is a small town about 3 hours north of San Francisco. It's tucked between a lake and some mountains, and the welcome sign calls it the Switzerland of America. But David Cruz has a different nickname for the place.
Welcome to the more expensive water in the whole United States.
David and his wife, Lorena Cruz, are standing in their front yard. It's mostly concrete and dirt.
Could you read me what's on your shirt?
Flat, broke, daughter in college.
Are you both working?
Yes, sir. I'm semi-retired, but I can afford to pay the water bill.
Do you think you have a recent water bill that you could show me?
Let me check.
Okay,
let me check.
Lorena Cruz heads inside the house to try to find it.
Got these doggies, and they're small, but they are very loud.
Hey, Mika!
No!
Let me get him in, okay?
So this is my water bill.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Could you read me the amount?
This is for 2 months, and I have to pay $712.70. This is my water bill.
2 months of water costs the average American household about $240. The Cruz family is paying three times that. And Lorena Cruz says her family of five does not waste water.
Well, dishes are done once a day.
They only do laundry every 2 weeks and take short showers. Now, these habits might sound familiar, but this story is not about the drought. The Cruises are conserving water because they can't afford not to, rain or shine. Same goes for their neighbors, like Steve Theodorf, who lives around the corner. I caught him doing something he says he rarely does, washing his car to get ready for a special trip.
Otherwise, and stuff, we just leave our cars dirty because we can't afford to wash them.
Theodorf is a retired veteran on a fixed income, like a lot of his neighbors. Lucerne's population skews mostly older and white, and many people live below the poverty line. But Theodorf remembers more prosperous times.
During the summer, it was just wall-to-wall tourists. We had probably five hotels in this town.
All closed.
The water is what killed the businesses.
Like a Thai restaurant that closed up shop and reopened in another town just a couple miles down the road, where water bills are lower. So, how does a town get priced out by its water? Lucerne's water comes from nearby Clear Lake, but at least on this visit, it doesn't quite live up to the name.
And I think muskrats get up on our pier and go to the bathroom, so watch your step.
The lake is teeming with green algae. Water like this needs a lot of treatment. And when the current water company in Lucerne took over about 15 years ago, the health department told them the treatment system then wasn't up to the job.
You simply cannot operate a system that does not provide safe drinking water to customers.
Paul Townsley is with California Water Services, or Cal Water for short. He says they had no choice but to upgrade the treatment plant.
You take that cost,
about $7 million,
and you divide it by the number of customers here,
about 1,800 households, footing a huge bill,
and you have the issue that we have today.
Cal Water is one of the largest private water companies in the West. So customers in Lucerne are paying back investors that front the money for these projects. You might even be one of those investors if you've got a retirement fund. Some major funds invest in Cal Water.
But some of them are making money off of these people, right?
An investor in a company like Cal Water is investing in infrastructure. The money has to come from somewhere.
If it were a public company, that money would come from bonds, Townsley says. But people vote on bonds. The residents of Lucerne, they don't get a vote.
Good afternoon. This is the public participation hearing in application, the application of California Water Service Company.
They only get one chance every 3 years to plead their case at this public hearing with the California Public Utilities Commission.
I'm hungry. You know why I'm hungry? I paid $174 the other day for my water bill. I live on $1,000 a month. I don't have money for food.
Lucerne resident Eileen Turner.
Here's a conversation I overheard the other day. I heard a girl say, I've got some drugs to sell. I need to pay my water bill.
After the hearing, the water company agreed to consolidate Lucerne's costs with other nearby water districts. That brings the monthly water bill for people like Eileen Turner down from 3 times the national average to double what most Americans pay for their water. For the California Report, I'm Audrey Dilling in Lucerne.
That story was produced with support from the UC Berkeley 11th Hour Food and Farming Fellowship. Now, have you ever created something, a piece of music, a drawing, a story, and then forgotten about it, only to have someone else find it years later and give it new life? Well, reporter Alice Daniel brings us this story of a gospel group from Fresno whose 40-year-old recording has been rediscovered in a very big way.
The Witness of Jesus Christ Church is a plain white building with few windows and a sign attached to the front that says, Jesus Saves. Inside, a small congregation sways to a song.
Good to me, good to me, good to me, good to me, good to me.